Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, This Week in America, coast to coast. 15 water-rich foods to help you stay hydrated and detoxified. Yes, simple ways to eat your water with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're going through 15 water-rich foods. We're up to number 7, cauliflower. Explain that to us.
Yes, and I hope everyone's writing these down because they need to be on your weekly grocery list. The water content of cauliflower is 92%, and Rick says, wow. And it's one of the most under-acclaimed vegetables when it comes to nutrient content. In fact, Rick, cauliflower contains almost every vitamin and mineral the body needs, including vitamin C, K, B6, B9, magnesium, potassium, pantothenic, other things. And while some people think it's a bland vegetable, boy, can you do great things with this. Now, I make mashed potatoes to make it more nutritious with cauliflower. I might do half cauliflower, half the potatoes. You will love this. You can take a big cauliflower, take out the leaves on the outside, and make big 1-inch slices across it, like it looks like a side view of the brain, you know, a big slice, an inch thick. Put a little bit of olive oil on it and spices, seasonings, and grill it. And even my local markets here in Brentwood and Santa Monica and Palisades, they sell pre-cut big 1-inch slices of cauliflower that you just open and put it right on your grill.
Great tips. And again, I will direct you to Dr. Susan's website for all this information and more, SusanSmithJones.com. Tomatoes next on the list, one of my favorites.
Yes. In fact, by the way, men, no better food on planet Earth to keep a healthy prostate. It is 95% water content, and nutrient-wise, they are no slouch. Tomatoes contain high amounts of lycopene. It's great for your eyes. It helps to prevent cancer. It's got A, C, potassium. So it's good to have tomatoes, whether they're baby tomatoes or big ones, all the time.
Broccoli, next on the list. I actually like broccoli. Is that strange?
Whoa, good for you. Unlike Bush, right?
Yes.
Yeah. broccoli, a lot of young people won't even know what we're talking about. Now, like its cousin, cauliflower, they're cousins, by the way.
Okay.
Broccoli gives you that satisfying crunch to a salad at 90% water content. And its nutritional profile, fiber, potassium, C, is even more impressive than cauliflower. Because it has something in it called sulforaphane. And that's a potent compound that boosts the body's protective enzymes and flushes out cancer-causing chemicals. And even better than broccoli are broccoli sprouts. You know how I have that book, Kitchen Gardening, where I teach you about growing sprouts, but broccoli and broccoli sprouts, hardly any food better to keep your body healthy.
Here's one this time of year very popular, watermelons.
Yeah, 90, you'd think it might be a little bit more, but it's 92% water, and what it boasts is a high level of glutathione, and that's the body's primary antioxidant and detoxifier. And the glutathione in watermelon, it's good to have right now. It contains protein-building agents, assists with DNA synthesis and repair, and promotes enzyme activation. And I make watermelon juice a lot. I put a little mint in with it, and boy, is that delicious.
In the same category, I'm thinking cantaloupe.
Yes, cantaloupe. We cantaloupe, Rick. You're married.
No. That's true.
Yeah. Cantaloupe, it has 90% water, lots of vitamins, beta-carotene, A, good for your skin. It's a high-fiber food that you can really never get enough of. When it's in season, enjoy it every day.
Grapefruit, next on the list at number 12.
Yep, if you want to lose weight, grapefruit. And by the way, the red, pink grapefruits have more nutritional value than the white ones. Mm. 90% water, helps lower cholesterol, will shrink your waistline. One grapefruit a day in studies can lower your cholesterol by about 15%, triglycerides by 27%. Eating a half a grapefruit, about 40 calories before a meal, and studies show that it really helps you lose weight. It burns fat, it stabilizes blood sugar, helps to reduce cravings. Make friends with grapefruit.
This has been a good show. You've been able to educate. I was able to do my Casey Kasem with the little countdown there for a while. We, by the way, don't have time for a long-distance dedication on today's program, but we'll try to pick up on that the next time. With us, 15 water-rich foods to help you stay hydrated and detoxified, simple ways to eat your water. Dr. Susan Smith Jones, her website is susansmithjones.com. The book she mentioned there, Wired for High Level Wellness, is one of over 30 books that she's written. You can actually get an autographed book if you go get that information at the website. This Week in America, check us out online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.